Blog Talk Radio.
Dead flowers are rolling stones. You may recognize the song from the ending of the Big Lebowski, which I watched last night. I had a little drink last night, so I decided to fucking watch a movie. Now, how I watch movies now is I fast forward through the boring scene. He's featuring Julianne Moore, his character in the movie. It's such a great movie. I love Julianne Moore. She's a fucking great actor. But that character was so fucking... It made no sense. She did nothing. She did nothing. But, like, fuck there now. They can make a... I think they did. Harry did it. Anyway, the Friday show, I'm drinking a little bit of coffee. There's no fucking liquor in the coffee. There's no, like, Sambuca or something like that. I feel like as soon as you put any type of alcoholic beverage in, like, coffee, or, like, anytime you mix something like Coca-Cola or... like something pure, you know, with alcohol, and it's like a, it's an off hour, an evening, yeah. Like you're sitting at your friend's house on Christmas Eve, and you have a cup of coffee, and you want to put a little Irish Bailey cream in there. I get that, that's fine. But 2 o'clock on a Friday, and you're drinking coffee with fucking liquor. I think that's where you cross the line. That's not much a bad thing. I'm not calling you an alcoholic, believe me. There are a lot of people in the world that call me an alcoholic. I'm just letting you know. It's like having a gun and being a Second Amendment supporter, but then you jump the gun, not literally, but you get like a rifle, and then you get an arson, and now this guy's ready to go out there. I want to tell the people the Second Amendment. That's fine. You guys have that. You guys, fuck it. Now, what it's in the Constitution, I'm all for it. But when shit goes down, when there's like a martial law thing, I want them out there. I want these guys out there with their guns. I want them in front of their homes, protecting. When we revolt this whole shit, I want the people. I want the Second Amendment people in front of my line. I know it's gonna be like fucking like Braveheart. They throw the fucking spears. They're going to be in the front of the line. We're going to lose some fucking people. We're going to look out for fucking William Wallace. But we're going to drop at least 13 fucking warriors. That's what we're going to do with our Second Amendment. When this shit blows up, because it's coming. It's coming. When, like, China invades us, or, like, when Russia invades us, I want my Second Amendment to go out there. Out and out. Go for it. You know, I've been doing. You know, I'm trying to avoid comment on YouTube videos. I really am. And there's a good part of the public out there, and globally as well. I want to throw globally in there. I want to throw people across the world because they're just as fucking stupid. Like, anytime you read, like, an American, like, a comic or somebody, it's always like a fucking guy. American guys never heard fucking nothing. It's us Aussies. Shut the fuck up. What do you guys do any different? Stop. British humor. Oh, it's so subtle. It's more highbrow. Really? David Brent was really high fucking brow. People didn't get that here? No. Funniest show in the world. But still, don't give me the whole, like, oh, we're so much smarter comedically. Fuck you. Okay? Do your shit, dude. Anyway. So I've been reading the comments on these boards, and they're just so fucking crazy. I was reading a lot, watching this trailer for this movie called Aloha with Bradley Cooper and Emma Stone. It looks like a real piece of shit, like a 90s movie, but it'll probably do well today. But if it was made in the 90s, no one will give a fuck, but today, because everything's so fucking bad anyway. You know, it's a camera crow movie. Yeah. Good cast. Emma Stone's in it. Bill Murray. John. I mean, the comments, and people put it on there and go, I'll never support another Bradley Cooper movie ever again because an American sniper, he played a mass murderer, he's a mass murderer. Like, are you fucking kidding me? These are the same fucking assholes that think Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger really fucked each other in the ass during, like, Brokeback Mountain. They must be homosexuals if they play homosexual. And they really think, like, Robert De Niro can go 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. Even today. They think, like, Stallone is a great boxer. They're actors. This is what they get paid to do, is to pretend. They're not really fucking doing this shit. That's like even, like, comedians go out there and you do a bit. Like, I do a bit on stage where I go, oh, I'm fucking a Republican chick. She stared in my eyes. She said, fuck me. We're having this baby. Now, this bit is completely not true because I wouldn't fuck a Republican chick. I don't get laid anyway. But, that's going for a point. I had to get the joke. But seriously, like Andrew Dice Clay, like, there's so many, like, people really think that's how the guy is. It's not true. This movie now is really getting to the public where people think Bradley Cooper is, like, an American hero. They also think he's American scum. Meanwhile, he's just an actor. I don't know his political views. I'm sure there's probably nothing really to talk about. He seems like a fucking quiet guy. No, he's actually a funny guy. He played a fucking part. You know? Fucking idiots. I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy in the world. I'm far from it, as you can tell. But stop with the fucking shit. Anytime people turn around and go, listen, I'm not the smartest guy, but I know my stuff. You ever hear people do that? Kind of reminds me of the scene from The Godfather 2 when Fredo just yelling like maybe it's the most pathetic scene in movie history. Yelling, I'm smart! Anytime people do that shit, fucking just annoys me. You don't want to pretend to be like smarter than what you are. Like, I know my vocabulary is at a very freaking level. I know it. But, yeah, I was disgusted. It's always been on the porno. And I'm not a racist on fucking YouTube. It's hilarious. Go to any YouTube video. You're going to be watching, like, fucking, I don't know, be watching a commercial from the 90s. They'll be like, fucking Obama. I had people over the holidays. Everyone, I spoke to over the holidays. I think this was so fucking funny. Like, I don't know. Gas prices are down. Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow so much about politics. I have my opinion. Like, generally stick to myself unless I'm drunk on a Thursday night. Nothing to talk about. It's my abortion. That was great. Get like 15 beers in someone and just have to talk about shit. It's so fucking funny. Like, I do that constantly, and people don't find it as, they don't appreciate it as much as shit beers in me. I'll go on a fucking rant about shit I have no idea about. They're like, why do we need science? People don't fucking do that because they're just afraid about, like, getting taught with something they really think out full. It's still felt the truth. Fuck. Spartan. Well, here's, you know, what do I have to just being drunk? Like, other than, like, movie clips and how to feel, there's nothing there. There really isn't. There's a lot of wannabe fucking artists on there doing their best. And there's a couple of sensations, I guess. You know, fucking Chocolate Thunder, Ghost of Pop. Yeah, Stakes on and Rob's on there. Trials and Tribulations of Angelo and Miguel, which is quite funny. Quite funny. You know, it's a good song. But yeah, like, everything on there is just horrifying. Horrifying. Get people who really think, like, Tim Tebow, Jesus Christ. But there's a video, step by step, of why, so, geez. But incarnated. If you Google that, that comes up. And I can Google any celebrity. They'll be like, oh, God, you can make a point. We're a celebrity-obsessed culture here in America. We really are. We love it. That's why Obama's so fucking popular. He's just, he's like, larger than life. We love icons. We love larger than life figures. We do. We've always, we love Stalin. We don't like comics. We don't give a fuck about their plumbing. Because in reality, who really gives a shit about plumbing? What do you do? What do you pick the fucking pipe? Imagine, like, if we just, like, did the Tonight Show with ordinary people. Jimmy Fallon sitting there, continuing fucking cabinet maker. Or they're like the baker from Stop and Shop. That'll be an interesting show. Here we have but that's what's going on. It's incredible. YouTube's fucking crazy. It's the biggest outlet people go on. People love it. They just love to put their shit on that and just spread whatever the fuck they're spreading. Some of it works, most of it doesn't. Most of it really doesn't. If you ever have like 9 hours to kill, which I do quite often, just go on fucking much. It really is. It's the funniest. Don't get me wrong. Go outside. You'll run into a couple of live fights, but you don't have the sure thing that it is on YouTube, that you know someone's get by. It's like watching two people make out in the club. If you want to see more of that, you can't do that. You have to go to the porn. Oh, porn, you're going to fuck. You know, you're voyeuristic like me. I like when people go, I'm not a voyeur. That's not my thing. I'm no gawker, my friend. Shut the fuck up. If two people are fucking in front of you on a bus, you're watching them. Shut up. But you know what? They have your attention because you're doing your best to avoid looking at them. How many times you're out somewhere and you just see these two fucking kids? God. A couple making out, getting really into it. You got nothing going on. You're triggered at the bar. You're sitting there. You're just fucking watching them. You're like, holy shit, these two are definitely going to fuck, make some bad decisions. And they're going to poop out of the retard. It's going to be thrown up to be a cop in like 20 years. Kill. Yeah, go anywhere. Go to a bar. Sit there for an hour. See what what's going on. Get bored. Just look at the dance. Go to a nightclub in New York City. Look at the dance floor. You just see nothing but air. Air. Not so much in New York. New York City. I think there's a lot of wannabe cops that are scary who just do. Go to like a working class neighborhood, the fucking club, the Saturday Night Fever. I live in Staten Island, so I get a lot of it out here. I don't like to bash Staten Island publicly. Like, privately, I always do, but publicly, I just feel like it's not enough said about it. It's like, well, it's hacking. You know, we all know Staten Island. But go to like the Jersey Shore and watch like a fucking construction worker dance like a nail salon technician, and you're just gonna fuck. Two haven't had a thought in like 5 years. You two only know is the fucking they go to work, they go to the gym, and they know family, they know Uncle Steve and pasta. And that's why that shit just went, that Jersey Shore shit. They were just promoting it. You know. And I'm not one of these like professional Italian shit. You know, like Domino's wanted to take down the Jersey Shore shit. You know? They were like, oh, we're outraged. Forget the fact like 3 years before then they had a fucking commercial, that was a tiny woman yelled out, Brooklyn-style pizza, and fucking some Guido, all this. you know, that wasn't effective, though, but it's not as good as your well-kept 20-year-olds looking at, they found that effective because they were trying to find and it's possible. Like when the Soprano just annoys me. Any specialist group more. I think that's clear. That's clear. I hate them all. I think those should just suck. Obviously, I'm for people to speak, but I think I'm more for people to visual. But you get a collective. You guys, no more. Yeah, you have big balls to say it, like amongst you. You know, you have big balls. You have knife backing up. Fucking go up against them. Go up against them. That's like, you know, that's like these. I don't know. What's a good stuff? Oh, like when like a comic goes out there and does a little fucking routine, a little joke, and people are just, oh my god, you can't believe you said that. And half the people really don't give. No one really gets offended. That's the thing. Really, no one really cares. And not there. Like, you gotta be a whack job to really be individually hurt by something. Like, if you're at like a comedy club or even any type of live event, I don't know why I keep going with the comedy, but whatever. And you heckled the comic on stage because you were personally hurt by this. You realize you are a fucking psycho. You're fucking nuts. Because half the people there are enjoying it. Like, you're going up against the crowd. Don't get me wrong. I give you fucking credit. But you're a fucking whack job. But I give a heckler more credit than someone who leaves somewhere and immediately blasted on like their social media. That's why like social media in general is just so fucking bad. It gives a million people voices that they don't belong to having. Like, people have such an outlet today where it used to be maybe as far back as maybe 10 years ago, right? Because Facebook didn't have this shit. They just had people like think all over each other and say, "Hey, fucking," you know, and those other fucking sites. Now these social websites want to hear what you have to say. Meanwhile, 10, maybe 12 years ago, you had your lunchroom, you had your water cooler, you had your local bar, you had your family get-togethers, and if you were a smarter person, you got a job as a writer. Maybe you did have a blog. I don't know if blogs are as popular as they are today. Maybe they were. I don't remember. But, you know, before this whole digital age, that was the source for the common person to have an outlet and to speak. So they only spoke to a few fucking dad or Uncle fucking Joe or, you know, their friends, the lunchroom or their teacher. These are the outlets. You get what I'm saying? Now, today, everyone is connected. So now we have to hear your opinion on whether or not I don't know, whether or not we should just take out ISIS, you know, or whatever the fuck, you know. So we got to hear what you have to say, and it's crazy. It makes me nuts. I don't go on this shit because it's fucking crazy. You go on Twitter, people are just fucking on you. I'm a big opium and anti-opium, whatever the fuck. And people, their fans are crazy motherfuckers. And they're mad. They're like, why are you going to talk? It's like, move the fuck on. I can't stand that. I just hate that. I can't stand when people like they do that with like a couple of different TV shows, like just like, oh, this isn't the same no more. Season 3 was better. Season 3, episode 11 was so much better than season 9 or so forth. Who gives a shit? I don't know, a little more fucking like. Really? Like, I know the seasons of some of these shows. I think to myself that I sound like a complete fucking nerd. You know? I was listening to a show yesterday. I was looking at all of it. I do a lot of fuck. What's the world at this point? Imagine if I just got out here just cheerful. Like, and he's awesome. I hate when you talk to someone. Like, you know when someone fucking really has gotten my. And I have a friend who, he's very pleased with himself. He's in, like, the industry. Yeah, entertainment. And we ask him, he worked out for a show. We're like, hey, how's this person? And all he has, oh, he's fucking cool, man. He's fucking cool. Like, oh, he met a couple of different celebrities. He met, like, Robert De Niro, a couple of different guys. I met somebody like De Niro, a type of De Niro. The guy had to keep him professional, you know, but he seemed rather nice. Like, how's this guy? Oh, he seems like... So you met all these fucking celebrities and not one with a dick. That's what you're trying to tell me. Give me some fucking horror stories. Stop it. Well, maybe there were. Maybe there was really nice. Really? I want to hear some fucking diva. I want to hear some, like, Nicki Minaj fucking telling her, like, her maid at the hotel she stood out for 3 weeks, that, listen, you fucking shit at the job and you're a cunt. She walks away, and that's a fucking diva. I want to hear some fucking bars. I don't want to hear, yo, I met Jerry O'Connell. He seemed rather nice. He can't be that nice. He has to be a bitter fucking guy who thinks he should have actually put his career. He can't be like, oh, he's fucking sweet, man. Everyone's so fucking nice. It's amazing. I didn't realize. If anyone nice to you, I want to hear some fucking horror stories. I want to hear, like, hey, that guy was a dick. It's the funnest fucking shit. Give me some dirt. People can't get dirt. Fucking suck, huh? You can't give me some fucking, like, I did this yesterday. I saw this guy. He's a fucking asshole. I don't want to hear. You're going to tell me how great everyone is? I think you're full of shit. I think you say hello, that's it. So who have you met that was fucking... Yeah, you're right. When I start meeting some people, I'm gonna let you know. That's right. That's right. We first thought, oh, that's fucking nice. I feel like I have a lab for like... It's called not conveying your thoughts. It's called a rambling of a psychopath. I like the people who like judge it when stuff like that. Like you say something. They're listening to you, and that's the scary part. So I'm used to just talking, really. Not really. Not really. But, you know. I think I'm laughing. It's just to break up the fucking shit. You know? Like, I'm not, like, laughing at my thoughts. But that's the most obnoxious thing in the world. You ever hear, like, a comic on stage? They're telling a story. They barely get through it. Or even, like, your friend who's in the middle of telling a shit story. You know, and then we went to the park and do everything, right? She fell off the monkey bar. They're always in sync. They're always in... Oh, I hate people when they tell stories. You know what's funny? I have this reputation in the woods here that I'm a pretty good storyteller, and it annoys me because there's nothing hack here. It's a fucking story. Really isn't. Unless it's an I tell a lot of embarrassing stories. Like being shit in my pants or get kicked out of strip clubs or going to 65-year-old. That's like... That's the story. That's a blunt story. Me like stuff. Yeah, but I hate a well in sync story that, like, a girls are great at it. They really are. They just sit there. Go. And then we went, right? Then we went to Arby's, right? And then Veronica, what'd you get? Huh? What'd you get? She ordered a bacon and cheese at Arby's. And the guy behind the counter looked at her and said, oh my God, you had to see a face. I didn't have to. I can barely see. We went to the liquor store and we bought a bottle of bourbon. We were only 15. Oh, okay. That was great. That was funny. Jesus. I was in a 10 cent up on my back. Fuck that shit. Gary, something. Sorry. Then it always ends with a message. How about that one? Like, a story always ends. And we, you know what? It made me a better person. Maybe a better man. Like, oh, really? You going hunting with your uncle, killing fucking deer, made you a better person, a better man? Oh, good. Yeah. I hate the glory story too. I hate when someone tells me a glory story. You know what those are. I went back to the pass. I caught the touchdown. Spiked the ball. Went back. Shut up. Anyway, I'll be going on my other fucking shit for my maybe two listeners as of listening. Fucking. Yeah, so right now I'm going to end this one a little bit sooner. Get on the other one. Get louder. Ooh, get rocking and rolling.